as some of you know, in my State of the Union address, I talked about taking any actions that I could to ensure that this incredible gift of American lands, the natural bounty that has been passed on to us from previous generations, is preserved for future generations. And I pledged to act wherever I could to make sure that our children, our grandchildren, are going to be able to look upon this land of ours with the same wonder as we have. Today, I'm taking an important step by designating the Point Arena, Stornetta Public Lands, as a national monument. I want to thank the lawmakers who supported this proclamation, including Representatives Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson, as well as Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. And I also want to recognize Larry Stornetta, who is here. There's Larry right here, whose family helped care for this land and sold part of the ranch so the public could access it. We are talking about over 1,600 acres of incredible coastline in California that reflects the incredible diversity of flora and fauna. It is a place where scientists do research, where people who just want to experience the great outdoors can take advantage of it. It is a huge economic boost for the region. California tourism obviously is important, and the California coastline is, I think, as big of an attraction as there is. And so for us to make sure that this is going to be properly preserved, that it is going to be cherished, that the federal protections will be available, I think is going to make all the difference. And one of the great things about the way we've done our national monument designations is that we've made sure that all the stakeholders are involved throughout this process. We talk to local communities, we talk to local business interests, we talk to Native American tribes. We make sure that anybody who may have some impact, their voice is heard. And unanimously in this part of the country, people believe that this is the right thing to do, and I certainly do. So it's a great pleasure for me to be able to sign this designation. I want to congratulate all the people behind me who worked so hard to make this happen. And I told them that I'm always looking for an excuse to get outside, so I hope I get a chance to roam around this amazing landmark sometime in the future. All right, and with that, I'm going to sign this proclamation. There's a special trick to this. Yes.
We wondered how it worked.
There we go. Congratulations. Thank you, everybody.